In the latest edition of the Sokala Duma newspaper, Vuyani Joni wrote, "In a week where there's so much to talk about, we found ourselves engaging in the least expected topic of discussion, match officiating. For some reason, the men in the middle have done their best in stealing the shine from either players or coaches so far this season. This shouldn't even make it to football columns, let alone discussions, but at the rate at which we are going, we'll talk about this over and over and over again." And that is Vuyani Joni in the latest edition of the Sokala Duma newspaper. And that is how we begin the show today. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu, and this is the Sokala Duma weekend special show. We're previewing the Cape Town Derby, of course. This is the weekend of the ultimate derby in the Western Cape, of course. Cape Town City playing against Ajax Cape Town, amongst a lot of other matches. Orlando Pirates playing against Polokwane City, Baroka against Kaizer Chiefs, and of course Super Sports United representing the country against Club Africain in the CAF Confederations Cup first leg semi-final. Of course, we asked you the question. The talking point of this week on Facebook was, which team do you think has the best squad in the PSL? And some of the voice notes and comments will play. I'm going to read a few of the comments. We'll play the voice notes throughout the show. Sithole Nomveli so had a mention there that she thinks that her team is the best, has the best squad, and that is KPY, Mamelodi Sundowns. And Nonza Matlakwana says, "I'm the double treble champ supporter," which is Orlando Pirates, of course, "but I think Super Sport, Verts and Sundowns have a balanced squad. They are covered in all areas there." And we look at another comment there from Titus Koza. He says, "Mitro's Pirates does have a good squad, but at the moment it's not yet sorted out, as well as coach Eric Tinkler. He has a good squad as well." A lot of them, an overwhelming number of people, said Mamelodi Sundowns has the best squad there, without even justifying why they think that is the case. And I think maybe it goes without saying that because they are the team with the biggest financial muscle, that they would be the team with the best strength possible. All right, we go through the news making headlines throughout the week now. Cape Town City head coach Benny McCarthy says that he wouldn't want to be put in a position to face his chairman John Comittis without 3 points from this Saturday's encounter. Ajax Cape Town will host Cape Town City at the Cape Town Stadium on Saturday, where the Urban Warriors will look to claim their first set of breaking rights in the form of 3 points. Remember last season they lost both matches in the Cape Town Derby. And another news bulletin that made headlines this week, Super Sport United are looking to fill up Lucas Moripe Stadium this weekend as they host Club Africain in the CAF Confederations Cup semi-final and are offering free entry to their supporters. Eric Tinkler's side hosts the Tunisians on Sunday afternoon, and in order to try and get as many people as possible to the stadium, SuperSport revealed that they will give free entry to any fan that arrives wearing blue, easy as that, whilst the club flags will be handed out to the first 1,000 fans of the day. Just wear blue, the first 1,000 people will get 1,000 flags. And moving right along, Bucks confirmed that midfielder Riyad Noruddin is nearing a return from injury, whilst there are still doubts about Thamsanqa Masangweni. Noruddin has been out for over a month, having suffered a foot injury whilst on international duty with Bafana Bafana. Meanwhile, Thamsanqa Masangweni is still out of action as he continues to receive treatment on his knee. The Buccaneers will be at the Peter Mokaba Stadium on Saturday for their league match against Polokwane City. And lastly, former Bloemfontein Celtic defender Cheslin Champis has not yet been successful in his search for a new club. The left back, who was recently at Free State Stars for assessment, has surfaced as at Richards Bay FC in the National First Division. The 27-year-old was unlucky in his search for a club at Yelakoto, as the Bethlehem outfit opted to sign former Orlando Pirates defender Patrick Pugwayo ahead of him. Of course, the talking point, those are the stories for the week. Of course, the talking point, you can get more of these stories on the Sokala Duma website. The talking point is, which team do you think has the best squad in the PSL? Let's listen to some of the voice notes.
Super Sport United is the best, has the best squad in PSL.
For me, the team with the best squad this season is Vets. Front line abupoti, ikut kakulu, from Upule, Uclate, Ucapadino, Egyptian striker, as my female number 10. I think Kevin Hand is spoiled for choice, Papambil. So from Naivest, Klunyanga, is strong, great.
Right, taking a look now at the fixtures for the National First Division and the PSL. But before that, let's look at who is leading on both of the logs. In the Absa Premiership, Golden Arrows and Baroka FC are both leading and unbeaten. And perhaps with the question that we asked, it would be interesting to see if any people mentioned Golden Arrows or any of you mentioned Baroka FC. After six games, Golden Arrows are number one with 12 points. Baroka number 2 after 6 games with 12 points as well. Orlando Pirates are at number 3 with 11 points. Kaizer Chiefs with 9 points after 6 games. And then Cape Town City rounds up the top 5 with 9 points on the same number of points with Kaizer Chiefs at number 5. And looking at number 16 and in the relegation zone rather, number 15 and number 16, Bulawayo City after 6 games have 4 points. And Platinum Stars without a win after 6 games, they are 16th place. Maybe this will be the year that Platinum Stars go down, who knows, to the National First Division. And then talking about National First Division, of course, Stellenbosch FC are still leading that race, leading that log with 11 points from 5 games. University of Pretoria, 10 points from 5 games as well. And Bombela United with 9 points, Umthatha Bugs with 9 points as well, number 3 and number 4 respectively. And number 5 is Jomo Cosmos with 7 points from 5 games. And looking at the relegation candidates so far, it's still early stages rather though. Ubuntu Cape Town FC with 4 points from 5 games and Royal Eagles with 3 points from 5 games. Taking a look at the fixtures for this weekend, Maritzburg United in the PSL. Maritzburg United are hosting Free State Stars at 8 p.m. on Friday night. And on Saturday at 3, it's the Cape Town Derby. Ice Cape Town hosting Cape Town City. Golden Arrows will also host at 3 p.m. Chippa United. And later on the day at 6 p.m, Kaizer Chiefs are hosting Baroka FC. Bulawayo City hosting Orlando Pirates. And then that's on Saturday. On Sunday, Mamelodi Sundowns travel to Platinum Stars at 3 p.m. Bidvest Wits also traveling to Bloemfontein Celtic. Those are your fixtures for the PSL. We wish the teams the best of luck. And of course, one team that I didn't mention, or two teams that I didn't mention, are AmaZulu and SuperSport United. SuperSport United are in the CAF Confederations Cup playing the first leg on Sunday, so there won't be any fixtures for them. And the team that is affected as a result of the CAF participation of SuperSport United, of course, is AmaZulu. Usutu Mapeshangone. And we move right along then to the National First Division. Cape Town All Stars will be hosting Black Leopards on Friday at 3 p.m. And on Saturday, there are a lot of fixtures on Saturday, being played at 3 p.m. Pretoria University Amatax are hosting Bombela. Ubuntu traveling to Highlands Park. And Stellenbosch traveling to Umthatha Bugs. Richards Bay FC hosting Royal Eagles. Super Eagles are hosting Royal Kings FC. And then on Sunday, Jomo Cosmos will look to solidify their position there at number 5, hosting Utongati at 3:30. Sakuma Samatsivandira are hosting Bank Spares at the same time as well. Let's listen to more of your voice notes.
Bidvest Wits has the best squad. Yeah. Looking at the signing of the preseason and the team that has been there, it's still the best squad. I think this is the only team that is more. Is the best squad ever.
Well, actually, Bidvest Wits is the quite a good squad, but they haven't used their squad to the potential that we know Bana were capable of. And then Cape Town City on the other side has the smaller squad, but they have capitalized on their games and they've used their coach's philosophy quite too well. So for me, it is Cape Town City.
We are honestly speaking here. We have to be honest, like all these PSL teams are much stronger than last season, and that it's much more interesting to watch all these players playing. But then to be honest, the strongest club, which I would say in terms of balance, defense, midfielders and your strikers, without leaving out Mamelodi Sundowns, but I would say Cape Town City is lack of balance. There's no doubt that they are, they have a strong team, and I feel like if Benny would just stay longer on the rein and just do his things, because the first few fixtures of that Benny had is quite strong, So yeah, I would say Benny McCarthy and his Cape Town City Club. They're the strong team. They're the must beat. They're very strong in terms of the players that they have, quality players that they have there by themselves. And Cape Town City have really done. They have up down themselves the last 2 seasons now, in terms of the players that they got in. But like I said, we shouldn't leave out Mamelodi Sundowns. They the two teams that I would say they're not shy of signing on players, good players for that matter.
Well, it's been a very, very, very heated and topical issue with the referees, and this is what the coaches had to say after the game. We got word from Coach Benny McCarthy and Bernard Mologo, whose job is on the line now as a result of this. This is what they had to say about the refereeing.
Sokala Duma Radio.
That moment called for 1998 Bafana versus Angola when I just swung at that Angolan player. That's how I felt today. I wanted, I swear, I don't know if you saw, I was on the pitch. I was going for him, huh? Because just last week I said about, I know I'm going to be in trouble, but who cares? Because you must make awareness, they have to change things. You know, we boast that our league's the best in Africa and we're trying to get on par with the European clubs, but we can't sort our business out at home. Can't get decent referees, so... Yeah, I know I'm young and it's going to get me into trouble, but yeah, as long as I'd rather be in trouble, but then the referee's situation gets sorted.
I mean, this has been an ongoing theme for the whole week for a lot of the games. I mean, what do you think needs to be done to implement? Should the referees be fined or, I mean, you know?
Listen.
Banned from games?
Players get yellow cards for stepping on other players' toes and then get sent off unnecessary, then you get punished. 3 games. Referees just get away with murder, so no, they must also, it must come out of their pockets, and then they'll start being, have to be a little bit more consistent and more be mindful, because games like this could cost coaches their jobs because of bad refereeing. And no excuse, I'm not defending or just lashing out because I was on the winning side, but if I had lost, I would have been even more mad than this. But man, this is me winning, because I felt last week against Pirates, we threw 1 point away. We didn't get a point for nothing, you know, and because of bad refereeing. And then today, almost exactly the same. So something has to be done.
Honestly speaking, I think my boys played well. They stuck to the game plan. We've been conceding goals, and then today at least we're tied. The game looked like it's a draw. Unfortunately, the referee is the one who decided the result by giving them the penalty. If you check it well, it was not even a penalty. Some of these decisions, I don't think were good. And then it's just that at the end of the day, they're the ones who maybe saw it somehow, but it's life. What can I say? There's nothing that I can say. Yeah, they are not aware that this kind of decisions, they cost the coach's job. You'll be going home smiling. You'll be feeding his kids or his family. I'll be losing the job, and now it's not good like this. If I lose fairly and lose my job, then I'll go to the mirror and say, no, it's fine. I failed, you understand? But if someone decided for you, then that is something that is not good at all.
Oh, thank you very much for listening. I'm not sure what's going to happen with the situation with the referees. We've spoken to the people that are in charge. They give us indications that sometimes it's not in the PSL hands, but it's with the SAFA referees committee. And we hope that in due course, these kind of things will be resolved and we won't see the match referees or match officials being at the center of controversies. We want to watch football flowing and giving us results that fairly reflects what is happening on the pitch. All right. Thank you very much for listening, of course. And thank you very much to Benny McCarthy and Polokwane City coach Bernard Mologo for giving us their views after their game, which was very controversial. We wish you the best of luck for your team that you're following, and of course we are following SuperSport as South Africa's only representative in CAF competitions after Mamelodi Sundowns were defeated. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, take care.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.